This is Russ, and I'm really sorry. We had a big episode 50 planned, and we were going to have a nice long episode, and things got cut in half. Things, my mic had been recording and got mucky, and we couldn't fix it, and I couldn't fix it the next day when we tried. So this is the podcast you're getting, and sometimes things don't work out the way you want them to. I know that from experience. Thanks for listening. And thanks for sticking with us, despite all the hiatuses. I'm gonna try to get more podcasts out. Try to get Hogcast Streaming Delivery back on board if I can get some cash. I'm sorry, this is unprofessional. You know. Well, anyway. Let's get on with the show. Alan, do you have any questions about Europe?
What's the toilet tech like there?
It was not that exciting. Have you ever been to a restroom that had like two, you could either do a strong flush for peeing?
We have one of those. We have one of those in our house.
Yeah, well, that's everywhere.
Oh, hell yeah!
They care about nature or something over here, and like
over here. You mean over there?
Oh, sorry. Over there,
Russ has already become some sort of
mentally,
transcontinental.
I'm there. Yeah, I'm a pan-European guy now.
You're like a Mr. Worldwide, basically.
I just drink olive oil out of the bottle.
Man, that's why you're so greasy. I've noticed you look a little bit greasier today, Russ.
I bathe in red wine.
That's why you're so greasy and red. Okay, this is explaining a lot.
I just carry sausages around for good luck. Around my shoulder.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I'm piecing this together now. That explains the smell.
Like a sausage nunchucka, but no, I don't hit anybody with it. Sometimes I'll take a good old chomp out of it.
Okay, I thought that was a cigar you were chomping on earlier, but this makes a lot of sense now.
It's a sausage cigar. I do smoke it sometimes, because it's
smoked sausages,
with
yeah.
Fresh herbs, yeah. Let's see, what else? I eat a lot of Smarties now.
So what are Smarties exactly? They're like M&M's, except
they're like M&M's, but with the chocolate isn't sour or gross.
Sour. What kind of M&M's are you eating?
That's all American can't like chocolate bars. They're always super sour, and that's why they always add like caramel. Yeah, it's like waxy and sour.
I mean, it's kind of like chalky and shitty.
Have you ever had a Hershey bars recently?
Not recently,
Hershey's
no, because I'm not a child.
I did not have a, I only have the cookies and cream, the adults.
Yeah, that's a good, it's got a rich texture. It's very, yeah. It's nuanced, and a child would be able to understand this.
Thing, I think it's from Germany, it's called Milka. Have you seen that before?
Never
Milka?
Heard of it, no.
Milka bars. It's kind of like their, like, I think it's on the same level as, like, Russell Stover's here. Like, they have a bunch of weird Milka bars, though. And one of them has like an Oreo middle.
Okay.
And it tastes like one of the Hershey's cookies and cream bar, but it's actually good. Like it was pretty wild. I had a lot of schnitzel. I ate a lot of
schnitzel. What is schnitzel exactly? I always forget. It's not sausage. It's something else, right?
No, it's a pork.
It's pork.
I think
okay.
It's pork. It's pork meat, like pounded.
Oh, it's like a kind of like a country fried steak, basically.
Yeah, but like with a
that's
German potato breading.
Okay, it's like a breakfast food, or
no? It's a it's like a lunch and dinner thing. Then you squeeze a lot of lemon on it. I had a lot of goulash.
Oh, I like goulash. I'm a big fan
of
goulash.
I love the goo.
I love that goo. What kind of what was in this goulash? Because I have goulash that my grandmother makes, but
it's like a tomato thing.
It's
with
tomato.
Cardamom.
It's like tomato sauce and like some kind
cardamom,
of
cardamom, some sort of
cardamom. That's a, spice, right?
Usually they would have a meat, like either shoulder of pork or some cow stuff. That
it's got noodles in there and stuff, right?
No, I mean sometimes on the side.
Okay.
And then some bread dumplings.
I'm a big dumpling guy.
Yeah, I love a dumpling. You'd like it there. I had some potato dumplings there. Mm. Had some
big
dumplings.
Dumpling guy.
A lot of dumplings. What else? What else did I eat there? That was wild. Honestly, the best food there, to be honest though, was the really good a really good Turkish food there. We got Turkish
a Turkish delight from the from the white witch herself.
Yeah, Mr. Tumnus, I ate out of Mr. Tumnus's belly button. No, have you ever had Turkish food before, Alan?
No, I've never had Turkish food.
Is
it more Middle
Easternish
or?
Well, yeah, naturally.
Come yeah, on. I mean, come on. I mean,
well,
but
it's like Mediterranean.
Yeah, I know, but how is it?
Yeah, it's stupid. You know a thing or two about geography?
I know where it is. That's what I'm wondering. You went to these other European countries, and then you went to the one European country that's kind of like Middle Eastern.
Well, yeah, okay. So the way I learned about this is that in Turkey, the big minority population in Germany are the Turkish people.
Uh-huh.
So similar to your greasy taco wagon, there's your local greasy Turkish food, fast food place. But I love both. And they kind of reminded me of each other. And it's that kind of, it's that kind of.
What kind of Turkish food was it? Like kebabs? Is that a thing?
I think I got the white person equivalent, which was they have that big rotating thing of meat.
Oh, and they shave some off for you and
they
put it
shave
in
some
flatbread
off.
Of sorts?
Yeah, I had the grilled flatbread with the yogurt sauce.
Tzatziki sauce.
Tzatziki. I also had shawarma. I also had a chicken. I think it was chicken shawarma, though. It was not the.
Okay. You know, I might have had. No, wait. I had Lebanese food. I haven't had Turkish. That's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I had shawarma at a Lebanese restaurant.
I did see Lebanese places around. I think it's the kind of a thing where they're very similar.
Okay.
Kind of palates.
I probably had something similar to stuff you've had then.
Yeah, it was really good, though. It was very, very good.
But the toilets are just two poop buttons. There's two poop and a pee button.
In the Czech Republic, which is not Austria, Germany, it's very different.
Yeah, of course.
We did have a bidet in the room.
Whoa!
We did have a bidet.
Okay.
And I'd have a good day with the bidet, if you know what I mean.
Did it remind you of that Marlin?
No, because this was a pleasant experience.
Oh, okay.
A lot of fun. No, how do I don't know, I'll just have to cut this out, but we'd walk around all day.
And you'd have sweaty butt.
Yeah, you'd have a sweaty butt, and you wouldn't have to take a shower, because you could clean your pooper. I thought it was very convenient.
So, I guess the way you're, if you haven't seen Russ, the way his body is built is he's basically just a human flesh funnel. and all of the sweat on his body just funnels directly to his butt, which has a little concavity there that he can kind of pool sweat and grime in the dirt of the city.
See, Alan's making a goof, but actually I wear rubber tights. I wear rubber tights for pants. So it just, all my sweat collects.
Mm-hmm.
So I could discharge it at the end of the day, which is so satisfactory. But when you walk around a lot, it makes your butt itchy.
Yeah, it's true. Or else you need to get that talcum powder. I'm telling you.
Gotta talc it up.
Talc it up,
Gold
baby.
Bond.
Oh, yeah, Gold Bond. Like Shaq.
My mom threw away some of my monkey butt, which was the brand I had been using. I had a bottle that I had been
using. Is that a real
thing,
Russ?
On and off. Yes, it was. And it was pretty good.
Why is it called monkey butt?
I don't know. It had calamine. I don't know. It was like a little personal size tube versus the giant, at the time, all they were selling on Amazon was the giant tube of, what's it called again? Gold Bond. But my mom threw it away because she heard some sort of health fact about it. You know what I mean?
Russ, this is... Russ, they test this on actual monkey butts. You're not, you can't use this. This is unethical.
Really? But what if it makes the monkeys' butts feel very good?
Well, see, that's the thing. 9 out of 10's monkey butt. 9 out of 10 monkey butts, it makes feel good. The 10th monkey's butt is just inflamed permanently. Well, and that monkey becomes a baboon. That's how baboons are made, Russ.
A baboon, the worst of the animal, of the
monkey butts.
Simians.
Yes.
Are simians?
Those are monkeys. They have tails.
Unlike me, I ain't got no tail. I ain't getting no tail around these parts.
It's true. You're not gonna eat runoff pee from
Speaking of tails, Hogcast Speedy Delivery.
Number one,
Sonic and Tails.
Miles Tails per hour.
I mean, if this is the number one Sonic the Hedgehog series podcast. So I just want to clarify real quick, because we've never discussed this before. I'm talking about Sonic the Hedgehog in general, so this includes we're the number one Being the Dynamite, independent Being the Dynamite podcast, the number one Bark the Polar Bear, the number one Ray the Flying Squirrel podcast.
This is true.
So, like, don't just think that we just care about Sonic.
I bet they haven't even mentioned those on the other Sonic podcasts.
I bet they have.
I can guarantee they do not cover as many obscure Sonic characters as we do. I can guarantee that. That is a promise from me to you, the listener.
It's true. They have never once talked about Dr. Quack.
Or the French Fryrus.
The French Fryrus. I forgot about the French Fryrus.
Or Scratch the Chicken.
Maybe they talked about Ninetales, but in a like, ooh, he's so sexy kind of way.
Yeah, probably.
Like a Tony the Tiger kind of way.
They got blocked for tweeting daddy at Ninetales.
Ninetales. Oh man. We lived through an interesting time. The funny part about it, and I just want to talk about Ninetales, because we don't talk about Ninetales.
Not enough.
Ninetales is like, I feel like somebody was like, well, Super Saiyan, like, Gold Sonic is Super Saiyan Sonic, but like, whoever was writing at the time, I presume, had no clue what Dragon Ball Z was, or little to no idea about it.
Yeah.
So it was like, I don't really understand this Gold Sonic thing, or what it's a reference to, so let's try to make the Tails equivalent, and just made it like, Shazam? Would you compare it to Shazam?
I mean, it's like he gets buff.
He gets buff.
He kind of looks like a Fist of the North Star character. Like, he looks like a fucking JoJo's.
That's true. But then again, Sonic looked like a Fist of the North Star. With, like, that one, the thing you used as an avatar for a long time.
Well, yeah, you were Sonic from Fist of the North Star, and I was Knuckles Jotaro. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those good avatars.
He don't chuckle. Jotaro doesn't chuckle.
He'd rather flex his muscles.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually that interview with Araki the other day, saying that he based Jotaro off, he didn't want him to be like other shonen protagonists, is because other shonen protagonists chuckle. That's the thing.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Naruto is always chuckling his goofy little fucking head off.
Oh, that fucking kid. He's like, huh, I'm going to name my kid Boruto as a joke.
Barto. Wait a minute.
Hey, it's El Barto, my
I'm
kid.
I just imagine imagine him strangling Bart. like
Homer?
Like Homer. That's the joke I'm going for here.
Oh, so Boruto skateboards into Naruto's house. And Naruto's like got home from his job at the ninja power plant.
Oh.
He's like fucking drinking beer and like eating donuts on the couch.
Hey, don't have a cow, man. Jutsu that he replaces himself with a cow.
So into this.
Kawabunga, that he rides a skateboard down the Hokage mountain face. Anyway.
Oh man.
And it was pretty good.
That's actually very good. Fuck.
Anyway. So I'm back from my European adventure. I'm much more lively. I'm much more
worldly.
European. I have a beret on.
Ugh, you do have a beret on. It's barely staying on your olive oil covered head.
That's true.
You're very greasy.
Yeah, I am very greasy. Which is funny because I did not visit France in any way.
Not even a layover there, huh?
I kept mostly to Bohemia, Bavaria, and the Czech Republic. I don't know where they land on that.
Nowhere near France.
No.
Yeah.
Nowhere near.
Damn. You spent it.
I didn't know you were such a Francophile.
Oh, you know me. I love James Franco.
hate you.
You were in Heathrow for a while. How was that?
I bought London. a tube of Smarties. We watched a lot of bad British TV.
Oh, some all British TV.
I've watched enough good British television that, like,
Monty Python.
Monty Python. Faulty Towers, thank you. Have you ever heard
that show with the old people on PBS?
The Best Margaret Hotel. What was that movie that opened against Avengers again?
Oh, it's the number one
Marigold
Hotel. Was that like a fucking Coen? No, that was a fucking
That wasn't the Coen.
That wasn't
Brothers.
A Coen Brothers. No, it was a fucking the fucking guy that's all like kitschy, like the fucking guy. The fucking guy that just like makes like things for hipsters.
Okay, here's an idea. Hey SNL, call me up real quick. Coneheads. So there's a fan club of the Coen brothers called the Coenheads, and the Coneheads show up. What do you think about that joke?
That's actually pretty good. Is Dan Aykroyd going to be there?
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd, and he's like, I'm really into weird little alien men, and then he's like, yeah, Steve Buscemi, and Steve Buscemi's at the meeting, goes, ugh. And because he's down for a joke, he's in. He's probably in that new Adam Sandler joint. Alan, you gonna watch that?
Yes.
What was how was I? I was trying to make you to watch The Ridiculous Six. How was I supposed to do that again?
I think you were gonna try to make an AMV or something. Or
oh, that's right. I was gonna do Pony, but I couldn't find a good karaoke track.
Yeah. Ross, I looked up the best exotic Marigold Hotel, and it was directed by John Madden.
Who?
I'm not kidding you. It was directed by John Madden, the football man, presumably.
No, it can't be.
No, it's actually the Shakespeare in Love guy. But maybe it's the football man.
Maybe he split into two forms.
Maybe. Do you think kind of like Death of Superman, whenever Superman died, and there was all these different other Supermen? Do you think this is like Superman Red, Superman Blue? Mm-hmm. You think
Wait, are you saying
is?
Shaq would go on to
I think, I'm saying
play
Shaq,
one of them?
Yeah, he would be Steel.
Yeah, Steel.
I think it might be a Superman Red, Superman Blue type deal.
Superman Red. When did Superman get electric powers?
I can't remember when he got electric powers. I don't think that was Superman Red and Blue. What was up with Superman Red and Blue, by the way?
Really into Halo at the time? Really into Machinima.com.
I thought maybe it had to do something with like blue, like crystal Pepsi, like Pepsi.
You think Pepsi? Wait, Pepsi and Coke were trying to purchase Superman at the time?
Maybe. Yeah, he got some sort of weird energy-based powers and like some.
Just want to say real quick that DC Rebirth shit—that's fucking wild.
I don't know how to feel about this.
I personally love it. As somebody who was a big fan,
I mean, it's crazy. I like how crazy it is.
I like whenever people incorporate shit that you're not supposed to into a place that you're, like something you know will piss people off.
Which like okay, spoilers for anybody who cares about the DC universe but doesn't care enough to have already read it by now. The Watchmen exist in the DC universe, and Dr.
Yeah.
Manhattan's responsible for the missing 10 years, and also maybe for creating the DC universe? I don't know.
Nobody knows yet, but when I first read about it, I'm like, I thought it was just going to be symbolic, but no, Batman's literally holding the comedian symbol. It's so fucking weird.
There's some other stuff in there, like, there's some, like, weird stuff with, like, there's, like, some dude who's like, I'm Mr. Oz, and it's like, are you supposed to be Ozymandias? Like, what's going on here?
That's what it has to be.
This is fucked
up. And then the preview for the next issue are two kind of like...
They kind of look like Silk Spectre and Night Owl or whatever his face is.
It's fucking wild. We live in strange times. I've been saying that a lot lately. I leave America for like...
You leave America. We all get obsessed with Second Life.
Y'all are fucking in Second Life. Dabbing and fucking.
We're dabbing and fucking in Second Life with all these furries. It's very cool.
I did not know what dabbing was...
What?
I thought you literally were putting nails, HTC extract on nails and dabbing within the world of Second Life.
Oh, okay. Well, that would have been way cooler. Hold on. If we were putting fucking like hash oil on nails.
Now, can you smoke weed in Second Life?
I went, Russ, we went to a cyberpunk world and I went to a weed shop inside of Second Life.
Was it cyberpunk weed?
It was like holographic weed.
Like, what's a digital, like, digi strains.
I got some dank strains to download.
I have a digital strain. That's what happens when my I overload the 512 megabyte hard drive I have in my head.
Only 512 megabytes, huh? You can't hold much information.
How much
there.
Is Johnny? How much did Johnny Mnemonic have on his head? In his head again?
Probably not very much.
I gotta look this up. It always makes me laugh so hard.
He has like a like half a gig of like memory.
he literally can hold over like 10 megabytes.
That's fucked
up. He has a storage capacity of 80 gigabytes.
Whoa, that's almost enough to hold one AAA video game.
Basically,
I forgot my family's faces, but I've stored a copy of Overwatch in my head.
Oh yeah.
I don't know how to eat or shit or breathe or anything, but I have a copy of The Witcher 3.
Really, it's less than that.
Yeah, oh, man.
Because of formatting. Memory stuff. Because yeah, memory formatting. It's you know, you gotta get it off FAT 32.
That's not and it's not NSFT or whatever it is.
Yep.
Ugh, God.
Oh man.
Temple Talk.
You're so bad at. We watched. Speaking of also.
FAT 32s.
Yeah, FAT 32s. We finally checked back in with Lucha Underground. Started
season 2,
the second
baby.
Season. It feels so long ago since I started it.
Yeah, it feels like an eternity ago. It was before you went to Europe. We started it. This is a new darker temple, you guys.
Yeah.
Katrina's in charge.
Katrina's in charge. She's basically doming the temple. Like, her AT suppression field, to use Evangelion terms, is so large she can suppress... She can dominate a whole... temple of bloodthirsty viewers. Hopefully, we're in the audience one day.
I would love to be dominated by Katrina in a temple.
Yes, it's true. But she can dominate anyone, anything, a gorilla or a bear. It doesn't even matter. She's basically the queen. She's the queen now. You know when people on...
Yes, queen.
You know when people say on Tumblr, like, post, like, one of their favorite female celebrities and go, queen!
Mm-hmm.
I think Katarina would probably.
I love her. I love her. I love Katrina's new. I love her new like bangs. Like she's got a cool.
She's got bangs and bands now.
Yeah, she's got like she's got a cool like mesh T-shirt that she wears a lot of times, like a weird mesh blouse. And she looks distinctly more goth. It's great. Yeah. The temple is more goth. It's like dark red lighting. Mil Muerte sits on a throne of skulls and watches every match.
Oh, we haven't talked about our status quo recently either. Ever since I became pan-European.
I'm goth now. I play Reaper, everybody.
Yeah, I think... Overwatch talk. Real quick. I should change my name to pan-European Russman. I should probably do that.
You should probably do that. Yeah. See, I'm just pansexual.
That's true. That's right. You want to fuck a goat god.
Yeah, this is very true. So, mostly that I just get turned on by the great god Pan by Alfred Machen. Or Arthur Machen, sorry.
I thought you wanted to fuck a wood nymph, then you cut her in half when she turns into
and count the rings, baby.
Hey, kiss the ring. You know that? Have you ever heard the myth of panpipes? It's actually Guro, if you think about it.
Oh, what has it go? It's Arthur Machen, by the way. For anybody who cares about 1890s literature.
I don't.
It's a good book.
I do. What's the... Anyway. The panpipe... Pan was horny and he was chasing some nymphs around, and one of them jumped into a pond and turned into a reed-like plant that poked out of the water. And Pan was like, "Oh, sweet, these are great reeds," and then cut them and turned them into a pipe and blew out them for all eternity.
Nice.
That's where pan pipes comes from. Is Guro.
That, oh man, imagine how. So he was trying to fuck these wood nymphs and they ran away and hid, and then now they're tantalizingly close to his face and he's blowing on them constantly. Ooh. That seems
hello,
like a hell for everybody.
Hello, babe.
Ugh.
Ruined it.
Somebody did that. Somebody made a... No, they made a... Pentagon made a woo noise at one of these fights.
Yeah, it was really huge. Anyway, sorry, we're getting so distracted.
So a bunch of weird stuff happened in these first three episodes.
Trios... Oh, sorry. I'm thinking about tonight's episode. Should we just go over the first three real quick?
Vampiro escaped from a mental hospital. Or he got checked out. Never mind. He didn't escape. Escape was a fantasy scene. But he was committed to a mental hospital after the events of season one, where he went crazy and like smashed fluorescent tubes over Pentagon Jr.'s head.
Also, apparently, that mental hospital was in the middle
of the desert. Yeah.
Why we didn't talk about that a lot?
To where Matt Stryker had to like pick him up in the middle of a salt flat in
his
car.
But then, like, didn't he have his card? maybe I'm just misremembering this. Didn't he have his car under like a blanket or something?
Yeah, it was
like,
under it was under a blanket in the middle of like a salt flat. And
did
like and Matt Stryker,
for them?
No, Matt Stryker was standing there with it. And he lifted up the sheet dramatically, and like they got in and drove to the temple.
Was he just trying to avoid getting damaging his paint?
I think maybe he was. I think maybe he was trying to avoid getting like a ticket or something for parking in the middle of the desert. So he put a blanket over his car.
Can you get a ticket? I didn't know there was desert cops driving around.
Well, see, if you cover your car with a blanket, then maybe from like a far distance, they won't think it's a car. They'll just think it's like a big blanket in the middle of the desert.
Well, what if you just put like a sign next to your car that says Mirage? They would never
that
know.
That might work. Basically, this what we're talking about.
You
is
You can
this
do
is,
anything in a desert if you think about it.
This is a lot. This is basically the sun part of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Part 3.
That's true. If you have the charisma, you can convince anybody whatever you're doing in a desert.
Yeah, just roll a d20.
I'm gonna just start jerking off in a desert.
This is a mirage,
guys. Why did I make that joke? Anyway,
it's a good idea.
Hey, 50 Cent, come on the sand.
Well, that's pretty good.
My new porn game.
Give me a helping hand, Lloyd Banks. But anyway, so let's see what else was there. Sexy Star got kidnapped by Marty the Moth Martinez, and
yes.
I think like there's some weird. She got out, and the Mac was there, and he helped her or something. I don't know what was going on there. There's some sort of weird... Dario is running, like, a weird murder ring where his brother, Matanza, like, kills people
yes.
outside of the temple. Like, now that he's fled.
A snuff ring.
It's like a big snuff ring. A bunch of weird stuff's happening. It turns out that the Cortez Castro was an undercover cop this entire time. And now he has a weird partner that looks like a 70s, like, porno cop. I don't know what's going on. He's covered in hair and he's greasy.
Was that a thing?
Porno cop.
Yeah,
it's kind of like Axe Cop. Remember when Axe Cop was a thing?
I think about that. I actually like Axe
Cop. I like Axe Cop actually. Axe Cop is good.
It probably goes to show that I prefer what a 7-year-old wrote to most comic books. But
yeah, it's good actually.
It's good actually. But yeah, Alan, do you consider yourself a porno cop? Or a porno detective. More like a porno
detective. Porno detective. I'm more like a gumshoe.
Gumshoe.
A private dick, if you will.
More like a public dick, honestly.
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
Anyway. Where were we again?
Let's see. Well, let's just talk about this night's match. So let's see. There was, well, I guess the main event was Pentagon versus Prince Puma. And Pentagon and Prince Puma kind of had like a sort of weird thing going on recently. They had like a duos match earlier in the season, and like they were like fighting in the middle of it and stuff, and kind of like ruining it for each other. Mm-hmm. And then Pentagon broke Mil Muertes' arm at one point after his match with Ivelisse. And then Pentagon and Prince Puma fought today, and honestly, Pentagon should have won, but there was some weird bullshit at the end. I don't know what was going on with that. To where it's like, his shoulders went down at the last minute. Pentagon's were.
Let's see. Just to go into it real quick, there was Rey Mysterio's a part of the show now.
He does some exposition.
Yeah. And he's working with the son or the
successor
student?
The successor of Dragon Azteca.
Dragon Azteca.
Yeah.
What else? I'm trying to think here.
There's Ivelisse and Son of Havoc and Angelico are trying to get the titles thing back.
Have you ever noticed that Angelico just saying his name you sound exasperated by the end of it? Angelico.
Angelico.
Oh boy. What else?
Let's see, King Cuerno took the gift of the gods away from Phoenix, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
King Cuerno hired surprisingly an eloquent speaker.
Yeah, he's like King Cuerno. He's sort of like this. He's got this weird, like in the ring, he's like this horny hunter man, and he's supposed to be the thinking man's luchador. But then outside of the ring, he like wears a cowboy outfit and drives around in a pickup truck, and like
it's
is also just like is like he's like as opposed to like people like Prince Puma who don't say words, like King Cuerno actually has like a lot to say, and he's like sounds very smart.
Yeah, he sounds smart. He sounds like he's well-read. He's intelligent.
Yeah, maybe he is a thinking man's luchador, as opposed to Cage.
You know what? Hey,
he just
Alan,
screams all the time. What's up?
You know what? Riding around in a trunk. Riding around in a truck and wearing a hat. That sounds fun. Like
he's like a he's just, like a cowboy poet.
Yeah, I guess poet laureate of the West.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot like that. Oh man. Anyway, good episodes.
Oh man,
what a good season! It's a good season.
Real quick, just because here's the thing I've been wanting to ask you. In Temple Talk, can we just talk about anything that takes place in a temple?
Like Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Well, I was gonna say like I think we could boost our membership if we talk about Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay. So,
but I think we can only talk about stuff with the High Sparrow in it.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
He's like the religious guy on the show.
Aren't there like five different religions on the show?
Yeah, but he's the only one that's in a temple.
Okay, you know when I stopped watching the show is whenever they introduce the cool lady with red hair that's like covered in blood all the time and like summons shadow demons from her vagina.
Yeah.
They introduced her and then they never did anything with her. I'm like, she's kind of the dopest. Why don't they do anything with her?
She's been doing more.
And then there was the time Khaleesi went to the fucking city of
wizards.
It's a Muppet's gonna fuck Khaleesi. Yeah. Okay. Come on.
Sorry, everybody.
Come on. No,
references
bang bang,
to
references.
Other podcasts.
Yeah. You're hearing the words coming out of my mouth. Chris Tucker. Was that Chris Tucker that it was supposed to be an impression of?
Yeah, it was Chris Tucker.
Oh boy. The one time when she went to like a city of warlock men, but bald warlock men. It's like,
that's
why
true.
Is and like, hold on a second. Are we not gonna talk about this crazy city of like bald warlock men anymore?
Yeah, like, how did she kill them all again?
She, like, went to the fucking heart of the temple and stabbed it or something. The temple had a heart.
That's, like, right in the books when they didn't really have enough for her to do. So she just was, like, she was doing some wild shit.
I'm kind of like, I feel like there's, like, some magic shit in Game of Thrones. And that's supposed to be, like, subtle or subdued or something. But there's, like, not enough cool magic shit.
Well,
it's
no,
just too
that's
much...
what the recent seasons have been.
More magic shit?
Yeah, it's all been magic shit recently.
See, I like the magic shit.
They have giants running around. They have a spoiler alert for a thing that people actually watch. But they've had like little woodland nymphs running around.
Oh, yeah, I know. The children of the forest. I know about that.
Yeah, who throw grenades.
Oh, they throw grenades. Oh, okay.
Magic grenades. They're pretty cool. I don't know. I've actually been enjoying Game of Thrones again after that last season where I was like falling asleep.
The last season I watched was the one where the guy exploded the other guy's head and it gouged his eyes out.
Yeah, I think besides that, that season kind of...
That season sucked, but I'm like, oh, hell yeah, I like this part.
That part was good. I just, Game of Thrones, for some reason, until recently,
Game of Thrones was something happened. That, like, in undergrad for, like, a year or two, I watched while doing my homework, because it was very boring, and I just kind of half paid attention to it while I was running in the background.
Well, what about all the maesters? Didn't you care about the maesters?
I don't know who they are. Is one of the maesters... Didn't he, like... Then he's like, oh, I've got dragon fire. Keep it in like a jar, guys. I'm going to fucking protect the city with it.
I'm going to fuck this jar.
This jar of dragon fire. It's like, okay, I guess. It's like, there's like the hound or something. And then isn't somebody.
The hound in our world would be a furry.
I think a lot of people in the Game of Thrones universe would be a furry. Jon Snow, he'd definitely be a furry.
All the wargs would be.
All the wargs would be furries, basically, is what I'm saying.
Alan, for somebody who actively dislikes Game of Thrones,
I know an awful lot about it.
You know an awful lot.
Now what about the mountain? Now what about the mountain? And when he died and
turned into a zombie,
when brought into
zombie.
A big zombie with a big rainbow thing, and at least that's what's in the books.
You know, I think when you think about it, I think he's George R. R. Martin's commentary on the anime community. He's just a big angry bully.
A big angry bully that gets.
It just cares about his wife.
Wait, hold on. Who's his wife?
His wife. He's obsessed. I don't know if he's obsessed.
As a zombie.
He is. He's like a zombie man who's obsessed with Cersei Lannister.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Isn't like he her champion after he comes back to life?
Yeah, and he'll fucking squish anybody who says mean shit about it. Like, there was some guy who was making inappropriate jokes about her, and he slammed his head into a wall. It was pretty good.
Okay, that sounds cool, I guess. I don't know. Game of Thrones seems kind of like the worst.
Schlock. I like it because it's schlock.
Like, I just read through, like, I read the summaries of every book, and like I read through like a bunch of Wikipedia and like TV tropes things about Game of Thrones, because it's like I care. I kind of
this is boring, but I got to know all about it.
Like, you know what I mean. It's like I don't have the time to invest in this, but I want to know what's going on, and I want to know. Like,
you're a Warhammer 40K.
Like, you know what do you know about Warhammer 40K?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, for a lot of people, like, Warhammer 40K is like a wiki you look through sometimes because it's so dense and complicated.
This is like, I don't really care enough about this, but I want to know all the stupid shit that happens in it, because the stupid shit that happens in it is the stuff I care about.
Yeah, as me and Alan have come to learn uncomfortably about ourselves, we like schlock and gimmicks too.
I feel like Game of Thrones didn't have enough gimmicks. It was just too much of like, I'm Littlefinger, I talk about things. And it's like, ugh, politics, I don't care.
I forgot Littlefinger was a real character. I thought you just made that up off the top
of your head. No, he's a real guy. He has a
I have a Littlefinger and it's very stinky.
I hate him.
Take a sniff.
I hate him.
I'm going to time travel now on the Xbox One.
What? Oh yeah, he is in that game. I forgot. Fuck, he's in Quantum Break.
I almost said Quantum Leap. He's in Quantum Leap.
Oh boy.
I am Little Bacula. Bacula Finger.
Oh boy.
But I want to say one last non sequitur, and I know this is not the show for non sequiturs.
Yeah, Russ. Okay, go ahead.
I saw Civil War again.
Okay.
They had a trailer for the new Independence Day, and I'm very happy Goldblum's in the movie.
Hey,
again.
Russ, we don't need no Civil War. It's an Axl Rose.
I don't even know if that's a reference.
That's a reference to Civil War by Guns N' Roses.
Hey, you know what Iron Man said in the movie? Give me some reggae.
Iron Man's taking hits of pure oxygen in the movie.
Did you hear that the original title, this is the working title, the sort of the blue harvest for this movie was the spaghetti incident.
That's okay.
Okay. Anyway, no. I was just happy to see Jeff Goldblum in movies.
Yeah, I like Jeff Goldblum. I want him
in
back.
A big trailer. Like his voice, his Goldblum-y voice. I was like, oh my god, he's just not a character in Tim and Eric sketches anymore. He's in a movie.
He's a real man. He's a real man. That does.
he's so tame.
Now what if it was? No, it's fucked up because I think. Between fucking Paul Rudd being in the superhero things now, not just being like a guy with a computer.
What? Okay, who would you cast as the Bloom? No, Jeff Goldblum got hired for the new Thor movie.
Oh, he's going to be in that too? Okay,
yeah, I heard about that.
Are you okay? Hold on a second, Russ. John C. Reilly was in Guardians of the Galaxy.
And he's not going to be back in the next one.
Paul Rudd is Ant-Man. Goldblum's coming back for Thor. I think they're hiring up all the Tim and Eric guys.
Well, Tim was in Fantastic Four.
That's
which I watched.
Up.
He was the stepdad in Fantastic, and he didn't say anything funny, and he just wanted to watch the game.
that's shocking.
So, like, the kid. Okay, should I talk about Fantastic sometime?
Yeah, go ahead and do it now.
Fantastic, the Michael B. Jordan. He's the only actor who I can remember off the top of my head because he's the only one with any charisma.
He's the only good
man.
One.
That was weird. It's a weird movie and bad one.
He's the only good one.
Well, he's okay. Maybe I just like him in general.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what to say about that movie. It just makes me want to watch Batman versus Superman.
How was
more.
The thing?
It's weird and bad. It's like bad dialogue.
Did they ever make a joke about his dick?
Like chlamydia or something?
No, but like in I think it was Fantastic Four: Rise of the Silver Surfer. They made a joke about the thing's dick and about Alicia, you know, his girlfriend or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like, hope she doesn't die in a rock slide.
No, I don't think there was time for dick jokes. There was too much like weird exposition and confusing motivation.
How was Dr. Doom in this one? He's a hacker,
well,
right?
Yeah, Dr. Doom was, you could tell at one point he was a hacker. You could tell in the, like, okay. They call him, at one point they make a joke about calling him Dr. Doom, but he's like, yes, that's my, like that is his name. His name is
Victor Von Doom. Yeah.
Which is the weirdest thing on the planet. Like,
change your name, dude.
It's weird. It's like, I don't know. That was a crazy weird movie. I don't even really know what to say. I should have written notes about it because it's the fucking weirdest thing I've ever seen.
They like teleport to an alternate dimension or something and there's like a fucking.
Yeah.
It's something weird.
The whole instigation for the plot is that, is it Miles Teller?
I don't know.
I can't remember his fucking name. Mr. Fantastic, the Human Torch, and Dr. Doom are like, we gotta use our own teleportation pod. They immediately went like, oh man, the most famous scientists who got the men to the moon, that none of them are remembered. Only Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin are remembered. I was like, yes. Einstein's not remembered. Oppenheimer is not remembered. And like, every single engineer in NASA, I mean, all they want to do is get in their own rocket ship. That's the first thing they say to themselves. They say, I gotta get on this fucking rocket ship, but the jocks will keep me off. I can't get... It's the fucking jocks.
Fuck.
It's the weirdest true. Thing. It's a weird... So they get drunk, but it's clearly drunk acting, because they're clearly competent enough to go set up these pods to go to an alternate dimension.
Listen, it's not that tough.
It's not that tough.
Once you set it up, you just gotta punch some numbers, you just fucking hit a switch, and you're in an alternate dimension.
Yeah, like, it's a weird movie.
How do they get their powers? They, like, fuck something up? They get drunk?
One of them gets... They go to the alternate dimension, and then green power goo...
the fucking ooze!
The ooze! It's the secret of the ooze! It only took us 20 years to finally learn the secret of the fucking ooze.
Damn.
Was
Shredder there?
I really gotta watch.
Did Doctor, what I want to know is, what kind of powers did Doctor Doom have? Did he have like weird ones, or what was it?
Oh, you'll have to look up the YouTube clip sometime.
What happened to him? Is it like one Fantastic Four movie, like the last one, where they hit him with fire and then water and then froze him in place and you could see his dick for a second?
No.
That's what happened in the first one, not the Silver Surfer one.
God damn it! No. It's even weirder than that. He turns into like a weird, like a weird doll, like a, like a weird doll man with no
toy
mouth. Not Toy Man, not the Superman villain Toy Man.
Oh, I wish.
I wish too. We've become a lot more DC friendly recently. It's weirding me out.
Yeah, we're gonna have to start talking about Gentleman Ghost and stuff.
We're gonna have to start talking about Ambush Bug.
We love Ambush Bug.
I do kind of like Ambush Bug.
Kind of. What about? How do you feel about
Booster Gold?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah, Booster Gold's pretty good.
How about
Gold?
Buona Beast?
I don't remember. I do not know Buona Beast.
Buona Beast is good. He's he talks to animals and stuff. I think it just kind of swings around.
Wait, isn't that Animal Man?
No. Well, there's also an Animal Man, but Animal Man turns into animals, doesn't he?
No, he just has the power of animals. Like he'll.
Okay. I thought there wasn't there something like an edgy Animal Man recently?
I mean, maybe.
I thought like was it Grant Morrison or somebody did like edgy Animal Man?
Well, no, Grant Morrison's not the edgy guy.
Who am I thinking of? Garth Ennis? Did Garth Ennis do like
Garth Ennis will do a he? I think he was doing Moon Knight last.
Okay.
You think Moon? Oh yeah, that's who's okay. I was talking with my little brother today that Netflix is talking about now that Doctor Strange is going to establish magic in the MCU, Netflix might be doing a Ghost Rider and a Moon Knight show.
Ghost Rider would be great.
Yeah, that would be good. Ghost Rider's cool, and I like those. I like that second movie. I don't know about that first.
I like the one. I like the last one, the Spirit of Vengeance or whatever it was, where he pissed fire.
Yeah,
and like and I like that it established that any vehicle that Ghost Rider takes over becomes his ghost vehicle.
It's pretty good.
Because he took over like a fucking crane, and it was like, or like some construction equipment. It was like ghost construction equipment.
You could tell that like if they weren't straining for budget, that movie would have been a lot better. But it looked.
Yeah, and remember that time when like Idris Elba, that weird ghost man headbutts Idris Elba and turns him into dust, and then he gets dust in his mouth and he goes ugh. It was good. Oh man, that's a good movie.
What are we talking about? Have we done our pizza segment yet?
We need to do the Robin Minute.
Robin Minute, that's right. Neither of us have talked about
I played Overwatch with her. Well, hold on. Start the minute.
Okay. Starting in 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Monty and I played Overwatch with Robin the other day.
Wow.
Yeah. She played as Mercy. She's a big fan of Mercy, and I think she's a big fan of Genji.
What about Reaper though?
I'm Reaper.
Well okay, shit.
I'm Reaper. Nobody else gets to be him.
Okay. just so goth now.
I'm just so goth now. It's good. Hey, tear my Monty, Monty's always Monty's always diva. I'm always Reaper.
You're so cold, Ant. That's a Breaking Benjamin lyric.
That was my favorite AMC show.
Yeah, of course. So that's good.
I think she got a young Genji skin. Or maybe she just likes young Genji.
Yeah, oh, I love his mixtape, Young Genji.
Young Genji. I got downloaded it off Dat Piff.
World Star exclusive. I don't know.
Young Genji. Young Genji's Genji. Got a good butt.
Maybe. I don't know.
Why doesn't he have an over-the-shoulder butt pose? Makes you wonder.
That was a really awkward Robin minute, because I was saying, I haven't talked to Robin. I don't know. I thought I was going to be able to talk more because I was having my pan-European adventure, but then thinking it was busy, seeing the sights, seeing a lot of treasures.
You didn't even go to Ireland. What were you doing?
Well, okay. You got me there.
Yeah, it's true. Hey, you know what? You know what's also got you, Russ? It's always got your back? Pizza
Ooh.
Pie, baby.
Pizza pie. Ooh.
Oh. Pizza pie. Russ, there's a Blaze Pizza in Asheville now.
Ooh.
And my whole family went and got Blaze Pizza the last week. And we got it after we saw Civil War.
Did it look like an Olive Garden commercial, but instead of, like, pasta dishes and wine, you were all, like, sipping on blood?
Well, no, we got carry out, so we took it home and ate it.
Okay.
Because we didn't want to eat inside the Blaze Pizza.
Is it funny that when I think about, like, a happy family eating, I'm like, it's like an Olive Garden commercial?
That's kind of fucked up, because my family goes to Olive Garden sometimes, and we're mostly just mystified by, like, there's tablets on the tables now.
What does the fat man order at Olive Garden?
He orders a big glass of wine, and he roller skates around.
Like, I love the fat man. You should get him on the podcast.
I don't think he would like any of this.
You know he would not want to talk about Wanna Beast?
I don't think he knows anything about Wanna Beast.
He's probably a starch.
He is a big starch fan. He loves some potatoes.
He's probably a staunch Valiant Comics fan. I cannot name a single Valiant Comics character, though, so we'll just have to wait on that.
Well,
I will edit in a reference.
Like Shadow Man.
Later.
Well, listen, we got a bunch of, we got a bunch of pies. We got some custom pies. I'm just gonna... we got one with red sauce, shredded mozzarella, pepperoni, salami, red onions, jalapenos, pepperoni, smoked ham, another one with pepperoni, smoked ham, red onions, mushrooms, pepperoni, smoked ham, red onions, green bell peppers, black olives. I mean, we just kind of mixed it up. I don't know. We got a lot of different pizzas, all good. I got a fucking green stripe, which I'm a big fan of. Arugula, I kind of almost wish they put the arugula... it's like fresh arugula, and I almost kind of wish they put it in the oven with the rest of it. Maybe like, but partway through so it could kind of wilt a little bit, but not like burn. I don't know if there's a way to do that, because it's like fresh arugula on my pizza. I like the pesto drizzle, though. I don't know. We got a Lincoln with like Italian sausage, roasted red peppers,
funny thing about
onions.
Europe, they're really into arugula.
Arugula's the European lettuce, man.
I guess it is.
It's like fancy lettuce. It's lettuce with a college degree. I think that's what a politician called it once.
Oh my god. Yikes. We had it on quite a bit of pizza there.
What kind of pizza do you eat there?
Oh man, so the first things first, my parents told me when they went to Rome, the pizza was very crispy, but very oily. Mm. Very little sauce. And a little bit of cheese, but very high quality cheese, but very little of it.
Mm, that's strange.
And, yeah. And it was okay. But, what am I trying to say here? I'm blanking. We first went to like a weird place in the touristy area of Czechoslovakia, which, ironically enough, the touristy part
the
of
Czech
Czechoslovakia.
Republic, you mean.
Oh, sorry, Czech Republic. What am I thinking?
Slovakia is a different country.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's really bad, actually. The Czech Republic. The touristy area. We went to a place called Pizzeria Giovanni.
Oh, named after the Pokemon boss.
Yeah, of course. And I got this one weird pizza that was like salami, arugula. What else did I get on it? That was weird. That was a weird pizza, man.
Was good.
The crust was good, and then we went and what else do we have? Oh, we went to a place called La L'Assiedin.
L'Assiedin, okay.
No, it was like the Ass's restaurant or something. I don't even remember what it was. And this was in Austria. This was in Vienna. And it was almost like you transplanted. You took a greasy American Italian eatery.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Olive Garden, like a real local one.
Mm-hmm.
And then transplanted it into Germany, and everybody there spoke German. It was weird. It weirded me out. It was very confused.
You guys don't know any German, do you? How do you order?
No.
Okay, so you guys just walked around demanding things in English, or what?
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice.
You point at the menu, and you just pray.
Okay, good.
And you know, you can kind of read enough, you know enough about German roots to kind of get an idea.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, well. So, you like the pizza you got there? Was it, like, thin crust? Was it, like, what was it like? Mm-hmm. How did it compare? What's the biggest difference between it and, like, American pizza?
Little to no sauce. Very greasy. The meat quality was always really high.
Okay.
Oh, also, we also ate at a pizza place called Cafe Nepal. And, they like corn on their pizza. Arugula and corn are the two things I saw on a lot of menus.
Russ, yeah. Do you want to go to that Korean pizza place when we go to LA that has the waffle pizza? Because they put corn on it, too.
Hey, okay. Plugs. Let's see. Follow me on Twitter, Piss Goblin. Alan's Action Alan. He's got a podcast. I could be into that. Rate and subscribe on iTunes. It really help us out. Not that we'd ever want to be a big hit, but we'd like to be. But just if only we could have been a hit, then I could change things. But we don't have to hear about that. Share it with a friend on Facebook. Unless Facebook hurts too much to look at still. Twitter. Yeah. Well, this has been Hulkcast Speedy Delivery. Live and learn.